When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick, and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis, on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the requests on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what could make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose really forever. I know. Believe me, I don't think she has anything to lose either, but still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body, and that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom, and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hours cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet. We do that, so you're going to build trust with yourself, you're going to take the skills you learned, and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at Hardwick.life. It's like Hardwick.com, but Hardwick.life. And use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have, show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism, we're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, Hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. We're rolling, and this is just kind of your shtick, isn't it? This is what you do. Every time we come to podcast, you're eating.
Usually it's a smoothie. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're actually doing this? We've advanced from smoothies while podcasting to chicken breast tenders? This is what we're doing?
I need some protein. Hold on.
Goodness gracious.
Just talk. You're really good at talking.
How much protein do we need? I don't know. All right, so here's the thing. As you're chewing your food and kind of going through this, we're going to talk about relationships and how we handle disagreements and all of this. You showed me an interesting guy on Instagram, Iowa Dairy Farmer, right? Isn't that what he's called? Mm-hmm. You can just nod your head. Please don't speak with a mouthful because that drives me crazy. I tell our kids that all the time. I'm like, do not speak with your mouthful. And Jamie does it all the time, and it's absolutely disgusting. It is like one of the grossest things you could possibly do, and it drives me wild. She's getting better at it, so I do appreciate you withholding. But she shows me this Iowa dairy farmer guy, and he does a lot of like myth busting about the dairy industry, how they treat their cows, what does grass fed versus corn fed mean, and all these things, right? And it's kind of hit me too recently with the whole like all natural, organic, gluten-free, vegan, da 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 da. It's like all of these things that you have, no, dairy-free, whatever, you got to be free. It's like, oh my goodness gracious. We have gone way too freaking far down this rabbit hole. And I actually encourage a lot of people in the program who are coming from like a weight surplus. They're trying to lose weight, right? It's like I encourage them to find flavors in any way that they can, right? So not with calories, but with calorie free. So using sweeteners, using Splenda, using stevia, using monk fruit, using erythritol. It's like big fucking deal, right? It's like, would you rather, and you heard this recently, right? A person in your life, you were drinking a Diet Coke and they looked at you like aghast, right? How could you possibly have a Diet Coke with the sweetener that's in Diet Coke? It's like, isn't it better to drink a regular Coke than it is a Diet Coke? It's like, no, unless you really enjoy that Diet Coke. And you account for the regular Coke, and you account for the calories and straight up sugar that's in that Coca-Cola Classic, the Diet Coke is the better option. It is.
I think so.
It's the better option. And it's like, you can follow plenty of doctors who will be like, look, this whole sweetener thing has gone way too far. So they would give like mice and rats, and I'm butchering the studies, but it's like they would give them the equivalent of you consuming 5 pounds or 15 pounds of artificial sweetener for months on end every single day. Oh, and they develop cancer. It's like, right. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
Right. If you're pumping it full. So for me, like the whole organic, the whole all natural, the whole, like, we got to do this whole thing. To me, that's exclusive bullshit. And I feel like it further divides the haves from the have-nots, and it makes health unattainable, when in reality, it doesn't have to be, because I'm sure people have seen this study. A teacher who lost 56 pounds eating only McDonald's is starring in a documentary to show kids about eating healthy. He lost 56 pounds in 6 months. He ate nothing but McDonald's.
Well, you're not advocating for that.
I'm not advocating for that. But look, all of his blood markers got better. Everything in his body improved by eating less calories. It right. had nothing to do with the food that he was eating. Had everything to do with the amount of calories that he was eating. And so when it comes to dieting, it's all about calories in, calories out. If you consume less calories than you burn on a daily basis and do that over weeks, months, and years, you're going to be at a healthy body weight. And guess what? When you're at a healthy body weight, then your blood markers all happen to fall in alignment. I mean, yeah. So for me, why do we advocate fiber and protein? It's because they keep you satiated.
Right.
There's a ton of satiation that goes on with those two. They signal to the brain. They keep you full. It's very difficult to put on weight over consuming straight protein. You can't really do that.
Well, I know. So you know I'm an eater.
You are an eater. Like every show.
No. Not just shush. Oh. Not on the show.
Oh, sorry.
Just like in general. Like I'm a hearty eater.
Yeah.
I have a big box of chicken breast over there, right? And they're like whatever. Just cut up.
Straight
cutlets.
Meathead. Yeah, but little tenders.
They're not like fried or there's no – it's just literally some Italian spices.
Baked on a sheet.
Baked
with
on
parchment
a sheet.
Paper, like how we do most things. So we save calories by not cooking them in oil.
But they're very basic.
Basic
and I'm like,
hell.
I needed something. Yeah. So I just grabbed this box, two of them, and I'm like, I'm done.
That's it, right?
I'm done.
Yeah. One, the flavor is like, eh.
It's not great.
It's not great.
But I'm also just like satisfied.
You got your protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm just good.
Yeah. So
now if that was a box of nuts.
Yeah, the box
the
of nuts.
The whole box
do you
is
know
gone.
What, a common misconception that I've just recently read about is that fat is satiating. No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Fat is the least satiating by itself in isolation. Fats, nuts, nut butters, butter, oil, however you want to do it, is the least satiating of all of the macronutrients. It's
where,
the least.
Where'd you see that?
Jade Tetta. Dr. Jade Tetta. And so that, however, nuts or fat coupled with protein becomes incredibly satiating.
Okay.
Right? So fats is different when you pair it with something. So a lot of the times.
I read somewhere, and I don't know which study I was reading or where I was reading it, but out of every food in the whole universe, they say that potatoes are the most filling food.
No kidding.
Yeah, per calorie.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but potatoes have taken a hit, right? Like over the years, you know, like straight up baked russet potatoes have taken like, or Idaho potatoes or whatever.
God, I love a potato.
They're super good and they're super good for you.
Yeah.
And it's, people get so caught up in the glycemic index of everything. It's like, one, don't be eating macronutrients usually by themselves unless you're fueling athletic performance, right? Don't have a carb just by itself. Don't have a fat just by itself. The carbs would be great for an athletic endeavor when you're trying to literally fuel your glycogen store so you can go out and put out again. But other than that, a lot of the times you want to pair a protein with a carb or you want to pair a protein with a fat. Or assuming you're in a caloric balance or deficit, it's like put all three in there and you're going to be totally fine. Right? So that's my whole rant is this. It's like I'm so sick of the do's and the don'ts and the da-da-da's and it doesn't have to be organic. It doesn't have to be grass-fed. It doesn't have to be any of that bullshit. What has to happen is you have to eat less than you burn. And let's not make this whole weight loss thing exclusive only to the people and health exclusive to people who can afford, you know, the best cuts of meat and the best produce. It's like eat fruits and vegetables. Eat lean meats, however you get them. You know, I don't think it has to be so damn exclusive like that. It bothers me.
Apparently.
It does.
You're fired up.
Yeah.
What did you ask me? I was sitting on the couch and you said something like about diets. I know we're supposed to talk about relationships, but let's save that for next week's podcast.
Okay.
Let's dive into this. You were like, Why do you think there's, what did you say? There's so many diets that are failing.
Oh, why is there so much confusion? Like, why is there so, in the fitness and nutrition world, why is there so much confusion? Like, there is so many people in literally, I say, spinning their wheels because, like, I watch people come into the gym all the time and they head into the spin studio and then they walk out and I'm like, cool, you burnt some calories, but, like, I guess my confusion is, their confusion that you keep doing the same thing over. And if you love it, you love it. And if it feeds your brain, and it's good for your heart and it's exercise and you're burning calories and you can maintain a good body weight. Awesome. But my thought is like every time I see the army march into the spin studio or something,
okay,
after the instructor walks in and the instructor is always jacked and looks great and everything, I'm like, I want to tell the people, you know, your instructor lifts weights, right? Like, you know, that person lifts weights. Like, you know, that yoga teacher that's got that body you want lifts weights. So I just wonder what the confusion is. It's like, do people just not like lifting weights?
Yeah. And I think weights are a little intimidating to people.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. I think cardio machines are a lot friendlier. There's like a, you know, a nice keypad on it.
You just get on and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you can just hit your time and you start going. But you walk into a weight room, one, you look around the weight room and usually it's like fit people with muscles, which is intimidating.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't know where to start. Like if you are just new to the sport or you're just new to maybe wanting to look better, you walk in there, you're like, okay, there's leg curls, there's shoulder. Like what do you do? There's free weights, there's mats.
There's a lot of options.
It's a lot of options.
Yes.
So...
yeah,
I empathize.
You know, when people come, like a lot of the people that are on the diet, the first thing is, I don't like to run. And I'm like, well, good. I don't either. I in fact, don't run.
Right.
Yeah. Or, hey, you know, I'm trying to pick this up or I've got to do more cardio. Or it's like, no, you don't. But where does that all come from? Like, where does the thought that cardio gets you what you're looking for come from? Because almost every weight loss doctor will say, it's like, first, do what you enjoy doing. So not trying to say, don't do what you enjoy doing.
Right.
So if you enjoy it, do it.
Yeah.
But almost every other one will say, like, lift some weights.
You have to resistance training.
Use some resistance training. Because fighting to hold on to that muscle mass will keep your basal metabolic rate, which is what keeps you alive. It's like the amount of energy it keeps you sustained life.
Right.
If you have more muscle mass, you will burn more energy. So having muscle mass is like compounding interest when it comes to burning calories. Right. So that's, I guess we should clear that up. It's like fighting to hold on to some muscle mass as you're losing weight is probably a good idea. So although if you're coming from a big place, like some of the folks in my program coming down from well over 300, you've got a ton of muscle mass that you could afford to lose some because you've got to take care of the joints and too much weight's too much weight.
Gotcha.
Yes. But from a nutritional standpoint, like how many times have you heard recently, even in our own neighborhood at parties and stuff, it's like, well, I've gone keto. Isn't that the way to, and it's like, oh my God, no, it's not the way to do it. I mean, you can.
Well, it is a way.
It is a way.
Yeah.
It is a way.
Yeah. Vegan is a way and intermittent fasting is a way. I just don't think that there's no like holy grail of weight loss. There's not one thing where you can be like, I've gone keto. Calories don't matter. I can eat as much as I want and still lose weight. Like that doesn't exist.
Yeah. I think what people don't know when they go keto, you automatically on average cut out over 600 calories from your daily caloric intake.
Yeah, because you're probably eating a lot of processed carbs like we all do. Like cookies, crackers,
chips,
cereals.
Veggie straws.
Oh God, I love veggie straws. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All those things. So,
so you naturally do. And then if you go vegan, like all the benefits of being a vegan, it's like probably come from just losing weight and cutting out a bunch of crap in your life.
Right.
Right. So that's.
And if you're eating, you know, a lot of ultra processed meats and all of a sudden you cut that out and the cheeses and the full fat dairy and you're like, man, eating all these leafy green vegetables is the, well, it is the way.
It is
super healthy, but you're also probably eliminating, you know, 600 to 700 calories in animal products a day. So they all just create a calorie deficit anyway. So that's what I just...
It's a way of taking the slice of the pie out,
yeah,
right?
And however you do it, and if it's super easy for you to take out carbs and you don't really enjoy carbs, cool. Keto's awesome.
And by the way, some people don't really need carbs.
Yeah, and that's great. If you, really, I mean, but I just like them. Like, we just got grapes and watermelon and bananas from the store, and I'm like... I can't wait to slice that watermelon open.
Yeah. You know what? On vacation, a lot of times, I end up going very low carb because there's no working out going on. Right? So I end up like cutting a lot of things out and I end up coming back usually skinnier. But it's because I use carbs, and I think carbs are our body and our brain's primary fuel source. So it's not like I eliminate them altogether because the brain starts to slow down a little bit and the body gets a little sluggish. But... on vacation, when you're not putting out, when you're not banging weights, when you're not going and doing 80% or more of your ability, 80% of like max output, then you don't really need carbs to fuel your life.
Yeah, unless you enjoy them.
Unless you enjoy them.
I don't cut carbs at all on vacation. No. I probably go more carb heavy because I like them.
Because that's vacation for you.
Sitting by the pool. Yeah, and it's not crappy carbs, but I'm like, yes, I'll eat a bag of grapes. Yes, I'll have,
yeah,
you
let's
know,
cut up a pineapple.
Yes.
Yeah, let's cut up some watermelon. Yeah, we've got two sitting on the counter right now.
I know. That's what
I
like
by the
to
way,
eat in the summer.
Not ever encouraging anybody to get rid of fruits and veggies.
No.
And so when I say carbs, I'm talking like some of the other ones. Some of the starchier carbs.
Oh, I see.
Right? So okay. I'm not talking fruits and veggies. Like, always keep those in your life.
Oh, okay.
So many phytonutrients, vitamins, minerals.
Yeah.
All the good.
And mostly, you just do weird things just because you're weird. Like, you're like, today I'm going to only eat, you know.
Yeah, like Sundays I don't do any carbs other than just cruciferous veggies.
Yeah, which is.
Because Sundays I don't work out.
Yeah.
So I use
weird.
That as an opportunity.
Don't follow. Don't do what Nick does.
Don't do what Nick does. By the way, I have been having like after workouts because I've been getting after it a little bit. If you're watching on the podcast, I just flexed for those that are not watching on the podcast. But
I'm sorry.
Trying to stack up a little bit. And so I've been coming home and using sugar and protein kind of in combination. So like today I come home and I have a protein shake in a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Awesome.
And super good. Because it help the insulin spike opens up the muscles and delivers the protein right to where it needs to go. And it's like a sponge. Just sucks it up.
Great job.
And then you fuel up for the next day. And then the remainder of the day, I'm fairly low carb after that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, see, I don't even.
Yeah, so that. I like to, right now, I like to nutrient timing. It's like put the carbs in the protein around the workout, the peri-workout. And then at the end of the day, it's like only veggies and meat and sprinkled with fats.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
See how we do that?
I see how you
do that.
You
can't keep up.
I can't keep up with you.
You can't keep up. I know.
So I'll just do
There's
my
a
thing.
Lot. Well, I'm like, I hear people say this all the time, and I really do believe this. I'm a guinea pig on myself.
Yeah.
I like to check things
out.
Yeah,
you're always
doing
weird,
see how it works.
Weird
and
shit.
It's like, oh, I want to see if that works. Like, yeah. I've tried every diet that's probably ever existed multiple times.
Yeah.
And it's fun for me. It's like, let me see what I can do to this body. Let's see if I can shrink it. Let's see if I can make it grow. Let's see how low I can get my fat. I don't want to put fat back on, though. Yeah. And what are you into right now? What's going on?
I'm just living.
Just L-I-V-I-N. You look good.
I'm here. I feel good.
You look good.
I had 9 hours of tennis yesterday and pickleball. It was way too much.
You were exhausted.
We had a
pickleball match at the end of the night after she had already done like two tennis sessions and another pickleball match. And she's standing on the court in the middle of the second game. And I thought she was mad at me because this is very normal that I fuck up on pickleball and she ends up like, she gives me the death stare because she's way more competitive than I am. You are. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like in things like this, you're just way more competitive than me.
Yeah.
And I thought I was getting the death stare. And so I was like, I thought I was playing really well yesterday. It was like my best game yet. And so I was kind of confused. I was like, is everything okay? And you go, I'm going to pass out. It's like, Jesus, well, let's not do that.
It was mostly it's fine, but it was like 91 degrees yesterday.
What do you mean it's fine?
No, like my day, I would have been fine.
Yes.
But it was 91 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, and all my things were between 9 o'clock and 4 o'clock. I was literally in the sun the whole time.
Yeah.
It was not good.
The pickleball thing's always hilarious to me. Like, the dynamic's always super funny to watch. It's funny for me to be engaged with you in that. And then it's also funny to watch other couples, because we play in a mixed league, and to watch other couples handle each other when inevitably somebody jacks one up.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. The funniest was 2 weeks ago. He was so mad at her.
Oh.
When I get mad at you on the court, I don't really get mad that much.
You don't say anything.
I don't say any ever.
No, but I feel you.
No, that's not true. I do say some things. Like yesterday, your arm kept coming over to my side, and I'm like, dude, if you're going to do that, you have to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't like fake like you're going to hit it. But so I do say things, but I don't, I mean, it's
Would
a
you
game.
Say you're a ball hog?
Not at all.
You wouldn't say you're a ball hog?
No.
No.
Your gangly ass arms are way more like in my space than I am in your space.
That's gangly?
Gangly.
That's what you'd say.
Really long arms.
I do have really long arms.
Yeah. So it's like orangutans come in.
Just body parts everywhere.
Totally. So no, I would not say I'm a ball hog.
Would you say I played better than you yesterday?
I think we were probably the same yesterday. I was the worst I've been. And you are the best you've been. So overall, I would say
you are much better than you are. A butthead. What a butt. All right.
I love you.
Hey, love you too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.